Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. The Next Chapter Widow Ministry is a ministry embracing widows. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. And that's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about praises. Praises for giving grateful praise, praising God, giving Him all the praise that we should always, through anything in our life, we should always praise God for whatever may happen, what will be going on in our life. We should always praise Him for the good and for the bad. And also, to praise Him when things are not always going good in our lives. When things don't feel so good, when you're sad, when you're happy, when you just have received the best news ever, you should always praise Him. And when we get on our knees to say our prayer and also to pray about something, we should also praise Him, give Him the glory first before we begin asking Him for something in prayer. We should always, I like Psalms 100, but before I read Psalms 100, I would like to read Psalms, just lost my page here. I had it all noted, and all of a sudden, Excuse me for a second. Psalms 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and faithfulness every night. Yes, we should always praise him. My favorite is Psalms 100. I would like to read Psalms 100 in three different versions, and I want you to see the difference in each version, but it's really saying the same thing, but I want to let you hear the difference. Psalms 100 in the King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know you that the Lord is good. It is he that has made us, and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Now let me read 100, Psalms 100 in the NIV version. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues to all generations. Now let me also read the Good News translation. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with joy. Come before him with happy songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He's made us and we belong to him. We are his people. We are his flock. Enter the temple gates with thanksgiving. Go into its court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. The Lord is good. His love is eternal, and his faithfulness lasts forever. Now, all three versions, the first few words says, make a joyful noise. Shout the joy. And the NIV, shout for joy for the Lord. The Good News translation, sing to the Lord, all the earth. So it is saying to raise your voice, shout, sing to the Lord. Walk up and down your hallway, your house, your apartment, and just praise him. Shout for joy. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. And also it says, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him because what? The Lord is good. He has made us, and we are his. In one of the, in the NIV, it says, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. The Good News translation said, we are his people, we are his flock. He is the shepherd, and we are his flock. And we should enter his gate with thanksgiving and give thanks to him and praise him because he is good. And we should praise him just like I indicated before. Whenever whatever we may be going through, it can be good or bad, we should still praise him. When we are happy, when we are sad, all of those things, because he wants us not to forget him. He's a jealous God, for he wants us to acknowledge him at all times. So just remember that in praising God. But I'm also going to be talking about some, continue to talk about praise, praising God. In 1 Peter 2:9, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a particular people, that is, we should show forth the praises of God who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Your light is like a song of praise that raises to God your Father. He rebels your decision to take his hand and step out of darkness into light. It is he who has worked so hard to accomplish. It is why he sent his son, Jesus, to live and die and raise again. You are his trophy, his prize, the sure and certain reward of his great sacrifice. You are very special. We are very special. We are his trophy. Each time you say yes to life, yes to love, yes to eternal value, you are praising God. Psalms 9:1-2 says, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. There's another one I like. I will praise the Lord with all my heart. Your life is a form of praise, but your words of praise are even more precious to your Heavenly Father. His Holy Spirit who lives within you carries them straight to his throne. Why are your praises so dear to him? Because, unlike his other creation, your praises are not inanimate. They are the free expression of your heart. By praising him, he feels love. You choose him when you could have chosen so many others. Lift your voice to him. It brings him great joy. Just think about your kids. If your kids don't give you a hug every now and then or say, I love you, Mom, don't feel like they love you? They give you no type of attention. I don't pick up the telephone and say, hi, how you doing, Mom, today or whatever. That's the same way God feels when you don't give him attention. It's more or less that it's like a child who calls you and said, Mom, I need this. Mommy, could you lend me some money? Mom, could you take care of the kids this weekend? But no love. You hear no love in that. That is the same way God feels when we constantly ask him and don't thank him and praise him for what he's done and what he's going to do. So that is the same way, in a way, that we can say that how God feels, just like we feel when our children are not behaving or showing us love, letting us know how much they care about the things that we have done for them. All they want to do is, I want, could you please give? What do you think? There's so many people in this world, and they're constantly asking God for things, but a lot of them is not acknowledging him, praising him, thanking him. Once they get what they want, hey, later. They don't call on the Father until they want something else again. The power of praise. we often pray to thank God for what he has done for us, to lay our needs before him, and to confess our sins to him. But it is sad but true, however, that we neglect to express our praise to him in prayer. Never underestimate the power of prayer, of praise, in your life. If someone impresses you, your praise, you praise him to his face or tell others about him. Why shouldn't we then shower our God with praise? Think of all the remarkable things that you have done, that he has done. The miracles flowing from him, the extraordinary extent of his love. Ponder for a moment the wonder of creation, the human life and achievement, and praise and glorify him. He's indeed worthy of our love and thanksgiving. If you focus on praising and glorifying God, you will create a special relationship with the living Christ. Your prayer life will be transformed, and your love for him intensified. Throughout your praise, you will become a stronger witness for him. Yes, our wonderful God. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. That's coming from Philippians 4:20. The phrase "praise the Lord" is repeated often in Psalms, and in majority of the Psalms chapters, the rest of the Bible. Some of God's children continuously praise and thank him, but unfortunately, many thousands take his goodness for granted. Do you take God for granted? Some people anxiously beg God to help them in a crisis. When God helps them, they don't give a second thought to the fact that the Almighty God, creator of the universe, made man for his glory, and that his gratitude will add to that glory. It is worthwhile to pause and consider what your life would be like without the love and faithful care that God showers you each and every day. How could you cope with insecurity and disappointment? How could you have felt if you were there was nobody to love or care for you? Because you are a Christian, you don't have to worry about any of these things, because your Heavenly Father knows exactly what you need. It is nice to know someone that knows you exactly what you need and what you want, even before you even think it or say it. And he's right there taking care of business. Sometimes we don't always feel that he's there because of things that we want right away or the way we feel. But he's always there taking care of our needs. Give thanks to the Lord, for he's good. His mercy endures forever. Yesterday we had a hailstorm, and lots of trees fell all over the county, the different counties, and a lot of it happened in the north part of Georgia, and it's a lot of miracles happened too. There was a lot of hail. I mean, the hail came down, it was like golf balls. And it was just so amazing. Some areas didn't even experience rain. It was just a hailstorm. But lots of trees fell. There were lots of miracles that happened. This huge tree fell on this house where this elderly lady, she was just in that room, and she walked out of it. That tree, I mean, I mean, it demolished part of the front part of her house, but she was fine. There was another instance where this man, he was in his truck, and he decided to get out of his truck to stretch his legs, and there go that tree. There were lots of miracles. I hope that people saw not just what happened, the damages that happened in the hailstorm and the wind and the trees came down, but well, there were lots of miracles. There were a lot of people did not die in these incidents. They were saved. They were, God gave them the insight to move when they needed to move. So it's so amazing to always try to see the good in it than see the damage and all other things. I mean, it was lots of miracles that was performed yesterday during that storm. Praises and glorifying God. Praise, O faith, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. That's coming from Psalms 113, 1 through 2. What should God be praised and glorified? Why should we tell him how almighty or all-knowing and loving he is? Just like yesterday, all those miracles that were performed. He commands us to praise him. God never channels our energy into a dead end. There is more to praising and glorifying God than simply repeating his divine attributes. True praise raises you up from spiritual despair and enables you to live in communion with your Heavenly Father. Praise occurs in many different ways during the excitement of a service, during the communion, in those quiet moments when you are alone with your Heavenly Father. The method is of little importance as long as it allows you to enter in the holy presence of God. Praise his holy name. Always, and see the peace and love that you receive as during the time that you are praising him. You're giving, you're shouting for joy and praising him, but you're also feeling the presence of his, the presence of the Holy Spirit in you as you praise him. You feel the peace and love you're receiving back. He is there. But he wants to be praised. He wants to be loved. He's like, and there it says, he's a jealous God. That means that he wants to be praised and loved just like anybody else. So just know that. Don't forget to praise him. When you get on your knees, whatever way that you pray to him, praise him first. Then ask him for those things that your heart desires. It makes a difference because you're acknowledging him first as your Heavenly Father. Just like you would ask your child, I pick up my grandson on Tuesday, and when I was giving him something to eat, it was something that I gave him, and I said, what do you say? And he said, thank you. Thank you, Nana. That is the same attention that God wants from you. Just like you expect that I expect my grandson to say thank you, that is the same way that God wants you to thank him too. Always acknowledge him for what he's done for you and what he's doing for you. So just remember, praise and glorifying God. That is the end of my inspirational vitamin tonight. Praise and glorifying God. I have a few announcements. Next week we will have a guest speaker. I am not going to say who it is because I need to confirm that she will be able to be on the show tomorrow, next Tuesday night. But just look forward to tuning in next week to hear a word from this lady. This is someone that I don't know any the new ones, but the older members know of her. But just like I said, I don't want to announce her until I confirm everything. But she said yesterday. But I want to make sure everything that she checked her schedule and everything. And the following week, I'm going to try to have someone else, a guest speaker as well. So I'm going to try to continue to do that at least twice a month, to have someone else to come and talk to you about something else, or encouraging you or also giving you information that will benefit you in some ways, and especially as we go along in the summer months when there's a lot of vacation and people are traveling and so forth, and myself as well. I am going to celebrate my birthday in a couple of weeks, so I'm excited about that myself. And I will have others to come on and tune in and talk and give you some inspirational message or whatever they have to bring. If you are still going to be a part of our group to go to the Memphis, Tennessee, in June 12th through the 14th, please get in touch with me as soon as possible because we only have a few more spaces available. But just know that give me a call and I'll let you know. And you still have time to pay to join us on the trip. The last payment is May 7th. So you have to get your payment in by May 7th because we have to take care of the bus and the hotel soon. So we need your last payment to get to us before or no later than May 7th. If you know anyone else that is interested in joining us, please tell them to give me a call. And I will give them the information or send them a flyer or whatever. And that is it for tonight. We are meeting in the month of May, the third Saturday, so we can finalize and discuss information regarding the trip. But tell someone else. And tune in again next week because so we can fill up the lines, their lines, and that we will be there to listen to our guest and support her for next week. And that is it for tonight. I hope that you will have a great week and just continue to praise and glorify God throughout your day and your prayer time. Be blessed. And good night.
For me was all wrong, but I found the same.